I deserve for nobody to talk to me. And to so to have something, so what self-hate does is it looks for somebody that it can hurt in such a way that that person will also hate you. And then that person can't stand hating you. They can't stand the whole relationship, so they just want to reject you and walk away, or they overcompensate, or they try to act like they don't hate you, or they try to cover it up. Whatever different junk we've dealt with. Do you understand what I'm saying? So what we're getting rid of tonight is both any self-hate in us. And some people don't have that. I don't have self-hate. But I took on a spirit to hate someone who tried to make me have self-hate. To hate someone who tried to tell me or had feelings that I wasn't worth anything. I know it's a spirit, but it's a spirit whose assignment is to cause you to be hated and to hate. That's his main agenda. You're going to see it in all racism. You're going to see it in all, any kind of, bigotry. You're going to see it in any kind of really strong superior, inferior, anything where somebody's putting you in your place or any of that kind of garbage. It's a really strong spirit. And Satan has worked over time. And then people become codependent, make sure nobody else makes my kids feel like I felt. Nobody else is going to touch my kids. Nobody else is going to hurt my kids. And then you undermine authority, and then your kids grow up with all these problems. And you won't even look at it and say, look at all these problems. You don't realize that whole cycle of self-hate and hate has caused all this mess. Okay. God is love. Everybody agree? Whoa. Whose image were you made in? So you were made to contain God's love. You were not created to contain Satan's hatred. You were not created to be hated, and you were not created to pour out hate. Whoa. If Satan can cause you to feel hated and to pour out hate, he is making you completely in his image. And if he can use you to provoke someone else to feel hated, then they're going to fight with everything they can. And that's going to include superiority and haughtiness and anything else not to feel hated. They're going to put you down. They're going to trash you. They're going to make you look like the problem because they're not going to want to feel hated. And they could get puffed up in all that. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because you've got to do something with that thing when it comes at you. So you're either going to embrace it. You're either going to throw it back at the person. Feeling superior. Who are you to throw it back? And God wants to set us free. Say, Lord Jesus, everybody say it, guys, and everybody. Lord Jesus, forgive me for any part of this demonic cycle of self-hate and hating others. Whoa. I break the power of self-hate. I am wonderfully made in the image of an awesome God. I am so... I am so made in your image, Lord, for you to pour your love into me so that that love can pour out of me. And I break this assignment of the enemy, whoa, to fill me so full of hate, even self-hate and bitterness, that I can pour that out into others, even passive-aggressively, whoa, even without a word, releasing hate. I break the power of releasing hate. I break the power of demons being released through me and by me to cause another to be provoked, to feel hated, to feel unworthy. I break this communication system of the enemy in the name of Jesus. I just feel this. Do you know how you can feel God's love with nobody talking? Do you know how you can actually love somebody and just walk in a room and just feel such love for somebody? And you can feel when somebody loves you. Do you know what I'm saying? There's something real. That's how passive aggressive hatred hits people. You can't fake it. You can't smile and say something else. If somebody really loves you, you just feel it. You just, if they're just faking it and going through the motions, you know it. I mean, your kids know if you love it. You can say, well, I never said that to them. Folks, if you got this junk, they know that you hate them. Not you, but something in you that makes them feel so hated. But if you're really loved, you don't even have to say it. Sometimes when you say it to someone who's never felt loved by you, it just makes them angry. My kids can know anything they want, but they know that they are loved. One thing about my dad, he could do whatever, but you know that you're loved. You just know it. It just comes out. I mean, he may do it in the redneck way that's wrong. I'll kill anybody who touches you. But when he says it, you know he really loves you. And you pray for him that he didn't kill anybody, because that would be really bad. But, you know, it's the same thing when we were talking about this day. When he would spank you, he might go too far, but he did it because he loved you. He never did it out of a rage, and he never did it because he was provoked. He actually did it because it's like, I need to make sure you know this isn't right. Unlike somebody who goes into a rage of self-hate and then beats you to a pulp and says, I did it for your own good. They're just putting that hate in you. Hate's a horrible, horrible thing. It's amazing. We talked about the things God hates, but we never talked about how the enemy makes us hate. We can hate demons and demonic activity, and that's all we can hate. Don't even say you hate asparagus anymore. So I don't like it. Yeah, don't hate anything. God made everything wonderful. Can you just imagine getting free what the whole world would look like? Heaven. You're going to be glad everybody looks different. You're going to be glad there's so many personalities. You're going to be so excited when all this mess is gone. Isn't that cool that we can start to touch that on the earth? Say, Lord Jesus, I command all hate out of me. I receive a healing tonight of you wrapping your arms around me and letting your love saturate me and throwing the spirit of hate out. And vainglory out. Vainglory that I took in to fight the feeling of being hated or being worthless. Father, look into what you gave me for your glory to try to hang on to think I was worth something. I break the power of that, and I thank you that I'm wonderfully made because I have a wonderful maker. He loves me so much. He made me to marry me. He wouldn't make me messed up. He wouldn't make me ugly. He wouldn't make me dumb when he was making me to be his bride. I break the power of all these lies. Whoa. And Father, forgive me for provoking anyone else because of the hurt in my life, to take in hate, to feel hate, to be provoked to hate. Forgive me, Lord, for any vainglory that envied or provoked another. Thank you for getting me out of all that mess. Lord, I am wonderfully made. I thank you for my life. I thank you, you're an awesome God. And tonight, I want complete freedom from anything to do with the spirit of hate. In the name of Jesus. Now I'm going to say this. Now, Father, if there's anyone here that can't get free tonight because there's still issues in their life in this area and you're going to deal with it, I bind up that spirit that it will not torment them or operate. But God, by your spirit, you will reveal to them things they need to know to get completely free. And Lord, the minute they get to those things, your anointing, wherever they are, is going to hit them and set them free. So Lord, if they're driving, send angels to help. And we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Whoa!